episode 3309, What's All the Noise About?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for some incredible weekend days. Yes, because today is Friday. Yay! Let's lift the roof. It's Confessions and Upset Mama, and I have missed you. You know, life has just kind of gotten a little bit crazy, and you're going to hear about it today, because what's all the noise about? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, like I said, there's a lot happening. And you know, there are times that you just keep going through the motions, hoping that, gosh, I hope my next foot follows through, because if not, I'm going to fall flat on my face. Well, my friend, you know, we live in a very busy world. And this world, it's no wonder that chaos can often find its way into our homes. But fear not, you can find the calm in the chaos when you hear yourself yelling, "What's all the noise about?" Because there really is calm around the corner. There truly is, because this too shall pass. And we're talking literally and figuratively. And when I think about all that has transpired, I've talked to so many people, hundreds, probably even thousands of people now. Literally, they're like, 2024 is not what I thought what was going to be. Like, I thought it was going to be so much more, but man, we are falling flat. People are having some major issues. And I don't know if it's because of the politics here in the United States of America, inflation. I don't care what side of the world you're on, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter whether you believe in vaccinations. It doesn't matter if you are for or against something. What matters is, how are you living your life, and are you living it well with your family? And most of the time, we get things right outside our home, but we don't get it right within our four walls. And we just leave that by chance. And we just think, oh, it's just going to come together. It's no big deal. Like, we can. We love each other. We care for each other. We take care of each other. But then all of a sudden, you're finding yourself, what's all the noise about? And you're yelling. And you're like, gosh, just about 2 minutes ago, it was just calm. And we were having dinner. And now we're just like at each other's throats. What is it? Is there something in the air? Maybe it's a weird winter. I mean, I know right now we're experiencing some warmer weather for sure. Maybe it's a Super Bowl. Should we blame the Super Bowl? Okay. Now, I got to tell you this. I'm fessing up here. I pre-recorded some episodes because I was traveling and I knew I wouldn't be able to be on here. So I couldn't really talk to you about the details of the Super Bowl. So let's talk details. If you like the Chiefs, they won, right? Woohoo. And if you like the San Francisco 49ers, you're like, oh, not so great of a game. Great first half, not so much second half. It was kind of a weird one, right? And even when I look at it from a football perspective, I'm like, I don't know that it was a great game. It wasn't a good game. There were two good teams playing. Specifically, I like specific players on each side of the teams. But then there was just something that was like, it was off a little bit. I don't know about you, but I believe that we have things like that that even influences our own homes. And we don't think it does, but it does. I mean, what if you forgot the dip? The dip. Do you think maybe things were a little bit crazy in the Super Bowl time? Yeah, they probably were. Some spouse was yelling at another spouse saying, oh, why didn't you get this? How could you forget this? They were sold out, so I just didn't think about getting this. Right? Round and round and round and round. And then you find yourself, what's all the noise about? And then the kids get into it. And they're just fighting like cats and dogs. You don't even know why they're fighting. They just are. Most of the time, they're calm, cool, and collected. But man, now they're at each other's throats. It's like, when can we bring order into our four walls? When can we bring this sense of respect and love that goes much deeper than just saying, I'm a family. I got a family. I got this many kids. I'm married. Been married for this long of years. Where do you fall into all of it? Are you one who says, gosh, yeah, I don't know, 2024. It's been hard too. I've run into a lot of people who have been diagnosed with cancer, who have passed on from cancer, who just found out about cancer this week. I have a family whose father committed suicide. There's just so many things happening. And I look and I say, what is going on? And no, this isn't going to be one of those episodes where, oh, it only goes downhill, right? No, not one of those. I want to lift you up today. I want you to know that there is calm around the corner, that you can harmonize with your words and actions. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Harmonize with your words and actions. Sometimes we are just going, that we don't even know why we're going. What is the real reason? Okay, I'm going to take this, and you could take it or leave, it doesn't matter. But let's say you're going to church. Some people just go to church because it's a routine. Don't push back. Just listen for a minute. Some people go to church because, well, we were raised. We go to church on Sunday. That's what we do. Okay. But why do you really go to church? What's the reason to go to church? Now, some people would say, well, that's a really good question because since COVID, it raises the whole issue, well, do I really need to go to church? Like, where does a church fit in to our lives, right? So there are some people doing that. What I'm saying here is that a lot of times we just go about our actions because they're habitual, based on experiences, based on even just time hanging out with your spouse and your family. And all of a sudden you just get into this kind of set direction and you never get out of it. And it's like full speed ahead. What would happen if you threw on the brakes for a little bit? What would happen if you actually sat down and played with your kids? Dads, when was the last time you actually did that? Not because you're coaching the league for them. Not because you have to go to an activity at school. Because you sat down within your own four walls and said, let's make time and spend time together. Have you done that recently? Man, you young parents, are you spending time with your infants and your toddlers and your elementary school kiddos, your preschoolers? Don't forget the middle schoolers and the high schoolers. They need you just as much. And what does it look like for you when you have kids coming home from school, from college? They're on break. You got spring break coming around the corner. I know, kind of scary thought, isn't it? You're like, I don't need another spring break. I need them to stay in school. I get it. Right now, I just don't want to travel so much. I am kind of all over the place right now. I've got some conferences happening, and then I'm helping with family because my son-in-law, his parents were in a horrible head-on collision, and so I've been helping my daughter so they can help his parents. And it's just a whirlwind. And I've got my own stuff going on, right? We've got stuff here at Creation Now. And then I've got my own kids. Oh, and then I have my own four walls and my own pets and my own bills. And I'm like, gosh, am I ever going to catch a break? And my husband and I look at each other and like, are we ever going to see each other? Like, how crazy is this? And I'm like, I know. And I keep reminding myself, this too shall pass, this too shall pass. This is a season of our life. We can get through it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But you can only last so long on that, right? So if you really want to regain control and bring harmony back to your family life, why don't you try these three things? Number one, establish routines. And these are routines specifically for the season that you are in. So that means you got to revisit these routines. That means a lot of these routines do not become habits because you're not going to be doing this till death do you part, okay? Habits like brushing your teeth, you better be doing till death do you part. But prior to that, no, you should have probably about, I don't know how many routines. Go ask ChatGPT. Maybe they've got some figure that they can come up with is how many average routines that one person goes through. In fact, I'm going to go do that after this and maybe I'll report back to you tomorrow. But establish a routine. Dr. Amanda Johnson, a child psychologist, says this, in times of chaos and uncertainty, routine provides a foundation of stability for children and parents alike. Routines are not just for the kiddos. They're for us. It's a survival tool. And you've got to learn to utilize it, right? By establishing a daily routine, you provide your children with predictability. It's good, which reduces anxiety and improves behavior. Right? Have you ever tried to discipline a dog after he's gone potty and it's been like 3 hours and you come into your home and like there's a mess and you're like, oh, I'm just going to get after him. You know, that dog has no idea why you just did what you did. He just thinks, oh, you just hit me. You just got mad at me for no reason. What do you think a child does when you get mad at your child? And it's been 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever it is, and then they get disciplined, especially as toddlers and preschoolers and even young elementary. Now, as we get into older, we can reason out a little bit differently because the mind has developed differently. The brain is further along. That's why routines are important. They provide predictability. And when you're all over the place, when you're coming and going and there's no predictability, what do you think's happening with the kiddos? They're all over the place. You know, I do sometimes wonder why we have such an increase in diagnoses for ADHD. I'm thinking, I don't know that it's really the kids' fault. Sometimes it's us parents that are just driving our lives through a wild forest all the time. We're not willing to slow down, to step on the brakes, to establish some boundaries, to establish routines. So set those specific bedtimes, right? Wake-up times. Allocate for homework and chores. If you've got activities, incorporate that into your routine. And don't forget family meals. You guys have got to come around the table together. And if you've got a lot of kiddos like I do, and even if you don't, post a visual schedule. Color code it. And you don't have to do it by yourself. Let the kids help too. Have them each pick a color and they've got a color in their activities or whatever, wherever they're going. This is really going to help the children and you stay organized and understand what to expect each day. That means what? You're taking away the element of surprise. And when you take away the element of surprise, you reduce the anxiety, you reduce the stress, and you increase the calm. Number two, delegate and share responsibilities. Now, I'm sure you're thinking, that sounds great, but they don't work for me. Oh, yes, your children work for you. You work as a family unit. And we think of delegation as part of a club or a nonprofit or work. But delegation goes to the family too. And as parents, we often try to do everything ourselves. We don't want to put anybody out. But man, if you've got older children, even little kiddos, they can help manage the household task. And that's going to help lighten your load. And it's going to teach your child valuable life skills. So create a chore chart. It could be as simple as just picking up their toys, right? Knowing that these blocks go in this bin. It's not that hard. And this not only helps with the division of labor, but also promotes what? Teamwork. Because family is all about team. And we tend to forget that. We don't hear the word team and family in the same sentence, but it should be. You're on the same team, so start playing like you are. And it brings in that sense of responsibility. Now, when you delegate and you share responsibilities, make sure you're kind and courteous and say, hey, thanks for helping out today. Just because they're your child and they're working kind of for you doesn't mean that you take away the gratitude. In fact, you need to increase that gratitude. Praise them for their hard efforts and encourage them. That's going to bring about this positive influence within your home. That is something to celebrate. And finally, number three, care for your well-being. Now, yes, you need to care for your kiddos, but as I say, you can't pour from an empty cup. So taking care of your own well-being is crucial in managing the chaos. Carve out some me time every day to recharge and refocus. Maybe it's reading, taking a bubble bath. Oh, to take a bubble bath. I can't tell you how long it's been since I've taken a bubble bath because, well, you know, we've had water issues and I don't have a bathtub because of it. And it's been almost 18 months, but that's for another episode. See, it's a party every day, literally. But even though I can't take my bath, I can still prioritize my well-being. I still can go to bed early and get a book and read. Or really, if I want to, veg out on Reels, which by the way, I do not do. But I just had to say that because I know some of you do that. Now, I'm not going to say that's a great thing. I can find other better ways to spend my time. But if that's what floats your boat, it's your life, right? But by prioritizing your well-being, you actually begin to set the precedence within your family, as in, I'm going to care for myself so I can better care for you. And it allows you to be super present with your kiddos. Again, let me take you back When was the last time you sat down to play with your kids? And not because you had to, because you made a choice to. Managing chaos in the family is possible with the right strategies in place. Establishing a routine involving the entire family, you know, and the household responsibilities and taking care of yourself. Yeah, going to bed early if you need to. You will regain that control and you will create this harmony within your own family structure. But the key lies in consistency and open communication. So take what we talked about here and go slowly implement it. And remember, this is a season, and a season doesn't mean for the rest of your life till death do us part from our habits, okay? Going to the bathroom, brushing our teeth, and eating a well-balanced meal, those are great habits to have. But where you are with your family right now, you may only be there for a couple weeks. You may be there for a couple months. Know that you need to come back and revisit this all the time. So take a deep breath and let the journey to a calmer home begin. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and a weekend too. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.